Dr. Eric Topol is with the Scripps Research Institute, the Executive Vice President and Scripps Research Translation Institute Director and Founder. He's joining us now to talk about this. Anjali is sticking around as well. She'll get the second question. But Dr. Topol, when some of the critics of this say that what we're doing is giving a life preserver to people who already have one, what do you think? How do you respond to that?
Well, I think that is one way to look at this, but I'm watching the data that is accruing in Israel, as well as many other studies, three CDC reports today. And this is a problem. That is, the mRNA vaccines, most of the data, of course, are with Pfizer at this point, but more and more also coming with Moderna, show this problem with the waning immunity against Delta. And so if you start to get down to levels of 50% or 40% protection, where it once was 95%, we're going to have a lot more infections. And some of those infections are going to lead to significant illness, no less long COVID and some even to hospitalizations. We're watching now what is going on in Israel has become the third worst country in the world, once down to zero cases and zero deaths because of the success of their very impressive vaccination program. So if we don't build back the Delta immunity wall, this is specific to Delta. We never saw this problem in the other previous strains. We're going to be in for trouble. And already the healthcare workers are vulnerable. We've seen many who have succumbed to infections, and we need them. We need us to care for the mostly unvaccinated people who are taking ill and winding up in the hospital. We have nearly 90,000 people in the hospital in the U.S. now, mostly unvaccinated, and that number is going up quickly. So I don't know that I'd call that a life jacket, additional life jacket. I think we need to pull out all the stops. I was against boosters, but the data, I think, are becoming abundantly clear that they could be helpful in this situation.
There's definitely something to be said about that data, Dr. Topol. I know that a number of experts are looking at the difference between, say, mild, moderate, and asymptomatic breakthroughs versus, or even cases, versus severe disease and hospitalization and death. And it seems to be holding up on the latter, at least based on what I've been told. Could you expand a little bit on your thoughts on that, on whether or not this is a step to sort of, as one doctor told me, to prevent us from getting the sniffles while watching the rest of the world burn?
Well, we have to get control of cases. And the term that was used all last year, case-demic, to try to diminish the importance of cases is utterly stupid. Because if you don't get a control of cases, then everything else goes in that vicious cycle, which includes the development of new variants. It's important to underscore right now that the U.S. is the main driver of COVID spread in the world right now. Talk about global inequity. We don't have our house in order. Anything that could help, the number one thing would be to get as close to 100% of people vaccinated or with natural infection immunity, as close to 100% as possible. But second to that, and using more mitigation, which we're not using, is the use of the boosters to get the people who are fully vaccinated to keep them protected. And prevention of cases, where a lot of those are symptomatic, some not getting to the hospital, but are so sick that they're requiring monoclonal antibodies and they're on the brink of hospitalization. And we're still early. That is, the Delta impact is still playing out. And I think it's time to be ahead of this rather than trailing it. If you're looking for some peer-reviewed publications and journals, it's going to be taking many weeks before we see that. We can look at data that's coming out quickly from Israel and other sources to help guide us.
It does seem like that's the balance that's trying to be struck here, getting ahead of the data wherever it is available. One of the other concerns is that we don't necessarily have as robust data here in the U.S., largely because of the collection system we have. Anything to be said about what the CDC is lacking in its ability to make this decision?
Well, Anjali, you're very kind to say our data is not as good. I mean, our data actually collection is frankly pathetic. We have 90,000 people in the hospital. Every single patient, we have their data in their electronic records as to when they got vaccinated, if they did, what vaccine, how long ago, their age, their coexisting conditions. even the viral load from their PCR CT value, all sorts of data, which we don't have aggregated. We got these three reports through the CDC today from New York State, from nursing homes, from 18 different hospitals, but we should have national data. And at the very least, in May, the CDC told us they were going to track all the hospitalization breakthrough cases, but we have no data for that. And this is not that difficult. The data exists. We just have to pull it together. And we're not functioning as a functional country on tracking data in the midst of a crisis. The Delta wave certainly fulfills that label, where we have, you know, a fourth wave that's approaching the very worst wave, where we got up to 130,000 hospitalizations. We may reach that unless we put out the fire.
Dr. Topol, this is Emily. When we look globally, you mentioned Israel, but earlier this week, New Zealand went back into lockdown over one confirmed COVID case. I'm wondering, is that kind of immediate response the better option for containing the virus? Or is there a middle ground between that kind of full lockdown and just fully reopening that would still help contain infections?
Well, New Zealand is a very special situation. They had total elimination of COVID. They haven't had a case for over 6 months. But what they were doing was planning. If they see a Delta case, they've got to really lock down and get that transmission fully delineated. And this is all planned. That's what's so great about what New Zealand does. Everything is planned out because they're only about 20% vaccinated right now in the country. And most of the people there have no natural immunity because they kept COVID out of the country by and large. So if Delta were to get traction there, it would be very fast, severe problem. So they have to then, you know, get very aggressive like they did. They will track this. They have some of the best contact tracing and genome sequencing in the world. They'll get around it, and they will keep zero COVID as best as possible. They're showing how it can be done, but it's a situation that, you know, we could not even ponder.
Dr. Eric Topol from the Scripps Research Institute, thank you for joining us. And you can read all about this and more. Anjali is going to be writing this up for the Yahoo Finance webpage. Anjali, thank you.